Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A great prophet has risen in our midst. God has visited his people.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. This past Friday was the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I assume, because of the significance of this, I assume that probably most of you may not have been at Mass on Friday, I'd like to talk about the Sacred Heart of Jesus. But I'm going to start out in a rather odd way. I want to assure you my homily is on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. On May 31st, 2013, a presidential proclamation was issued from Washington, and the proclamation contained these words: "Now, therefore, I, Barack Obama, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 2013 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month." This has been the practice of the Obama administration for several years, and in fact, this coming week on June 13th, there'll be a huge reception at the White House to celebrate the official dedication of the entire month of June as being formally set aside to promote lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride. Now, we Catholics follow a very different practice in the month of June. We Catholics dedicate the month of June to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is why I decided to speak about it at this Mass. The Church throughout the month of June invites us to spend the month reflecting on what it really means to live our lives in such a way that we reveal the loving heart of a merciful God to the whole world. You know, when we talk about heart, we're talking about the very center of the person, the place from which he or she makes the choices which will affect the world, both within them and around them. Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus reminds us that it is in his sacred humanity that we find, you might say, the pattern, the model for becoming who we are to be as human beings. In his incarnation, in his saving life, death, and resurrection, we receive both the pattern, the model, and the means to become more and more like him. The leaders of the Second Vatican Council wrote this: "The truth is that only in the mystery of the incarnate Word, Jesus, does the mystery of man take on light. For Adam, the first man, was a figure of him," in other words, anticipated Jesus, "was a figure of him who was to come, namely Christ the Lord. Jesus Christ, the final Adam, by the revelation of the mystery of the Father and his love. According to Vatican II, Jesus Christ fully reveals man to man himself. and makes his supreme calling clear. So we, another way to put this is that we understand who we are as human beings because of Jesus Christ. We understand in its fullness, if you will, who we are to be because of Christ. 2 years before he became Pope, and I'm talking about Pope John Paul II, the Archbishop, the Cardinal Archbishop of Krakow, Karol Cardinal Wojtyła, visited the United States. And in 1976, so we're talking about, imagine when you hear this, we're talking about 1976, when Cardinal Wojtyła of Krakow visited the United States and spoke to the Catholic bishops. And these are words that he spoke to the Catholic bishops. "We are now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has gone through. Period. I do not think that wide circles of the American society or wide circles of the Christian community fully realize this. We are now facing the final confrontation between the church and the anti-church, of the gospel and the anti-gospel. This confrontation," and this is Cardinal Wojtyła speaking, "this confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence. It is a trial which the whole church must take up," end quote. And that's from 1976. We are living today under what Pope Benedict has called a dictatorship of relativism. Relativism denies the existence of any objective truths which can be known through the exercise of reason and should govern our life together as a society. Divorced from norms to guide the exercise of human choice and govern our behavior, we are rapidly declining as a culture. In other words, there's less and less reference to any standards, any norms whatsoever. And it's that that is bringing about the decline. When there is nothing objectively true, which can be known by all and form the basis of our common life, so we're talking about the necessity of us as a people having a common life with some common standards. But if nothing can be objectively true, and therefore there is no common life, then there is no basis for authentic freedom. And instead, we teeter on the brink of anarchy. Marriage is now the target in the advance of the tyranny of the social and cultural engineers. In his apostolic exhortation on the Eucharist, the sacrament of charity, Pope Benedict summarized the duty of Catholics, this applies to all of us, when confronted with an assault on authentic marriage. Everybody knows, I hope everybody who's here knows, there is an assault underway against marriage being orchestrated from the White House and elsewhere. And this is what Benedict said: "Marriage and the family are institutions that must be promoted and defended from every possible misrepresentation of their true nature, since whatever is injurious to them is injurious to society itself. The church marks time by the great events in the life of Jesus and the Christian faith. And so doing, the church invites Christians to live differently in every culture and in every age. The church also keeps the truths of the faith before a world which needs to be set free from misguided choices. The early Christians referred to the church as the world reconciled, and they believed, the early Christians, as we should, that the church is the home of the whole human race. She is a seed of the coming kingdom. And the Catechism teaches us in these words, to quote the Catechism, "To reunite all his children scattered and led astray by sin, the Father willed to call the whole of humanity together into his Son's church. The church is the place where humanity must rediscover its unity and salvation. The church is the world reconciled. She is that bark, that ship, which in the full sail of the Lord's cross, by the breath of the Holy Spirit, navigates safely in this world. And according to another image dear to the church fathers, and I'm still speaking from the catechism, the church, she is prefigured by Noah's Ark, which alone saves from the flood. So that's a reminder that salvation is in the church, and that's another subject for another day. So we've been talking about the church. Let's go back to nations. Nations also mark time. In their special days and months, they send important signals. And that's also especially true of our own country. For example, hopefully almost all of us very recently commemorated together Memorial Day by honoring those who gave their lives to protect our freedoms. And in so doing, on Memorial Day, we affirmed values which join us together. The various proclamations of our presidents setting months apart speak to what we as a nation believe and value. So we look to our president, among others, to articulate what it is, who we are as a people, and what is our common life together. Now the question arises, what does this Obama presidential proclamation reveal about the nation that we love and what is being promoted? No one denies that all human beings have fundamental human rights and human dignity, and it is because they are human beings. And the Catholic Church is in the forefront of insisting upon the dignity of every single human being. However, that is not what this proclamation or the proclamation of the last several years dedicating June as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender month is about. They are about celebrating a lifestyle choice which does not promote human flourishing or true happiness. Brothers and sisters, we are in a new missionary age. There are two very different visions of the human person, human love, and the dignity, and as Catholics we say even the sacredness of human sexuality, human flourishing, marriage, and the family, and the society founded upon them. These two visions, the one proclaimed by Obama, the other in which we find the Catholic tradition of commemorating the Sacred Heart of Jesus throughout the month of June. These two visions are contending for the heart, the soul, and the future of us as a people and even our existence. One will lead to true human progress, flourishing, and freedom. The other to human degradation and cultural collapse, if not a total national collapse, because this vision which is being promoted has nothing to do with us as a people, has nothing to do with the vision of this country that was given to us by our founding fathers. Brothers and sisters, let us spend the month of June not celebrating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, Pride Month. Let us spend the month of June in prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, lifting up our nation, indeed the whole world, to the one in whom we place all our trust. Brothers and sisters, I mentioned some weeks ago, I forget when it was, I made the proposal that the men of the parish, the women of the parish, when they come together to meet, that they consider seeing what can be done to invite registered members of the parish back to the church. So I hope something will come of that. You might also consider talking to your Catholic friends who made possible putting Barack Obama in the White House. Ask them, are they going to be celebrating lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender Pride Month? Or Do they have another focus for their family and their prayers for the month of June? And certainly we all are encouraged to, we all need to be filling our own hearts with the Sacred Heart of Jesus.